Tuesday evening at the Lincoln Restaurant, the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights, or ICER, held a prayer vigil with interfaith clergy to denounce the anti-immigrant advocacy group Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR. Luvia Quinones from ICER said,
"The purpose of the prayer vigil is simply just to show a symbolic protest for the FAIR organization that they're trying to mobilize people here in Illinois to start an anti-immigrant campaign, saying that there's a lot of potential terrorists within the immigrants, which is not true. They're just hardworking people that just come here for economic reasons or for political refugee, and that's it. They don't come here to start committing crimes or anything like that. They're always even trying to pay taxes and everything." And what kind of message do you want all the people gathered here to say to the people inside the restaurant?
Simply, if you're not going to help immigrants, don't start hurting them. Don't start saying negative things about them. Don't start saying that there's terrorists, that they're here to start taking money, start taking benefits from other people, because everybody knows if you're here undocumented, not illegally, how people say, you can't get any benefits.
FAIR advocates immigration laws must be fairly and effectively enforced, and that immigration should not be permitted to undermine opportunities for the poor in the U.S. to improve their working conditions and wages. The Center for New Community has created a report on FAIR linking the organization to white supremacist organizations. According to the Center for New Community, FAIR was founded in 1979 by John Tanton, who was involved in a private study for an English-only law in Arizona and founder of a nationalist organization called YTAN. FAIR is now the largest anti-immigrant group in the country, who claims to have about 70,000 members. Interfaith clergy and community leaders proposed for just immigration reform and policies that would keep families together and reward hard work and parents who are trying to provide for their children.
My name is Jesse Garcia, and I'm here helping us out, and I'm with the Albany Park Neighborhood Council, which is on Montrose and Kesey, and we're here today to help to have petitions and everything for immigration, because this is really bogus about the people inside here, that they don't like us because we come from another country. But look, how did America start? They weren't over here. Europeans weren't over here yet. They were when Christopher Columbus came, it was because of Spain. And look, we have mostly Hispanics here. Some people probably are from Spain and everything, and they still hate us. And I just don't like that, because we're over here working hard and everything. Look, everybody's really cold right now. Yeah, for real, look. Everybody's really cold. And my father, he came here when he was 17. He came here working hard. He started off as a dishwasher at a restaurant. And right now, he's working, he's helping out the government and everything. And look, he started off as an immigrant and everything. And right now, my dad has never committed a crime or nothing. And you see mostly people around here that are born here, and they're the worst people too. See, people that come from other places, they don't come here to start trouble. They come here to start a new life, to start a better life. Because me, right now, I'm happy the way my life is right now. I have friends, I have family everywhere around here. And if they take all of the immigrants from here, I'm going to lose most of my family. And for me, that ain't really good.
Well, I'm an immigrant. I truly believe that the U.S. was not formed, out of nowhere. It was formed from the struggles of many people coming here. It was formed from the struggles of the Native Americans and the Irish, the blacks, and now, the Hispanics. And I believe that we are part of a continuing legacy as immigrants, as Filipino immigrants, and that legacy of struggle has to be lived on. And, we will win. I do believe that we will win, and we will truly show how we can build this country and build this world, make it more just, make it more humane, and make it more loving place to be in.
Okay, and also, I guess, what do you think of these people who are in the Lincoln Restaurant?
I really think that it's sad that people do forget where they do come from, and that they they have a very poor position, and I think the poverty of their position, the way they see things is a manifestation of how base and how corrupt things are right now, and that has to change. And like I said a while ago, that's part of a continuing struggle, and we are part of that legacy of change and of positive change, for change for the better. You know, like Dr. King and Brother Malcolm and all the people who came before us, Cesar Chavez and Carlos Bulosan, who is my countryman. You know, I hope that. We can have more triumphs as a people.
The vigil culminated with Pastor Almonte of the North Shore Baptist Church and leader with the Organization of the Northeast, saying for those gathered to take one another's hands in solidarity and to pray. The vigil turned into a rally where people gathered and continued chanting.
It's from Pakistan, and my family's from India, and I think it's very amazing to be here tonight because we come from two countries that historically have been wrought by tension, by hatred, by anger. And we're here today holding hands together in unity and peace. And we ask the people inside today at the Lincoln Restaurant to share that same spirit of peace and love that Osama and I have together tonight. We're not suicide bombers. We're not terrorists. Amen. We're not people out here to destroy families, to destroy American values. If anything, I think all of the people here today embody what true American values are. So, we're all family. And once again, on that note, the people united will never be.
From the trenches, I'm Tina Hernandez-Laschetti.
The immigrants united will never be defeated.
From the Trenches is produced by Chicago's Independent Media Center with help from Loyola University. You can post your own stories, listen to this program again, or find news and information from Chicago and around the world through our internet address. The address is www.chicago.indymedia.org. Many thanks to WLUW for their continued support. Listen again on the last Monday in April for another report from the Trenches.